Hi, this is Bonnie Gillespie, and you're tuned in to The Work.
Just once more. Sometimes it gets hard. No one will dispute that. Sure, there are days when the sun is shining and birds are chirping and life is wonderful. And then there are those days when the sun won't come out, the only bird out there pooped on you, and life flat out sucks, at least at that moment. When those moments happen, and they will, the only thing you can do is hang on for the ride. I worked with an actor once who was really beaten down, just really at the end, it seemed. She cried and talked about how damn hard this whole thing was, listed all of the things she had been doing to try and hustle and get somewhere and love her life at the same time. And then she asked me, "How many more times do I have to do this?" "Just one more time," I said. "Just once more." Now, of course, I sort of lied to her, because after that once more, there's the next once more, and the next, and the next. But we never get to those other ones if we don't stick around for that first once more. And when we're looking at all of the once mores stretched out ahead of us, we're overwhelmed, and that's what causes inaction. Worse, that's what causes despair. That's what makes us want to pack it all in and go home rather than enjoy the journey. In fact, it makes us want to stick out our tongue at folks who suggest we enjoy the stinking journey. Yeah! But that's why we've got to try just once more, much of the time. Sure, there are absolutely good, legitimate, totally wonderful reasons to pack it in and go home. There are also some days when all you really need is the reminder that today, someone else is going home. And it's your ability to try just once more that keeps you here for that big break. One of my dear friends loves to say, "Don't give up 5 minutes before the miracle." I love that saying. Of course, you can't know when that miracle's coming. You can't know when your being on a veil actually means something. You can't know when your tear jump is coming. And really, if you could know, would you want to? I mean, how boring would the journey be if you could see before you began that you really needn't show up at all till 3 years from now, so you could just kind of clock out and do nothing for a while, rather than building relationships and getting prepared for all the wonderful stuff to come. When you're down, which happens, so don't be too hard on yourself for getting there, say just once more to yourself, and then do something. Because that one thing could be what triggers that miracle you've been building toward all these years.
All right, my friends, this has been Bonnie Gillespie for another episode of The Work. Thank you so much for joining me here. Please join me over at BonnieGillespie.com for all sorts of goodness between episodes. And until next time, stay ninja.